A few dozen protesters gathered outside the governor's mansion in Virginia this morning, continuing to put pressure on Governor Ralph Northam to resign. Among them, Pastor Josh Cole of the Stafford County NAACP.
We want to make sure that everyone knows where we stand. We draw the line here, and we are not crossing over. We are not standing back, and we will not go back. We stated that he needs to resign, and our voice stands firm. The governor needs to resign.
Last week, Northam at first apologized for the racist photo on his medical school yearbook page of a man in blackface and another in a Ku Klux Klan hood. Then on Saturday, Northam said he realized it wasn't him, although he muddied the waters again when he said he did appear in blackface once for a Michael Jackson dance contest, which an African-American friend instructed him was wrong. Reporter Mallory Nopain covers the State House for WVTF Radio in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
So catch us up. Northam held the regularly scheduled staff meeting this morning. He scrambled his staff last night during the Super Bowl to meet. Hasn't he lost most political support there? What's the feeling?
Well, I don't know if you can hear the background where I am right now at all. I'm outside the state capitol where protesters are still marching, still chanting, standing outside the executive mansion. He's really lost all support at this point. He's a Democrat. The Democratic caucus has reiterated calls for his resignation. So has most of Virginia's congressional delegation. And there's been no word from him yet. He's kept a low profile since Saturday's press conference.
Well, it wasn't just the denial at that press conference. It seemed a tone deafness to understanding that, you know, most people would immediately express outrage that such a picture was on their page. It couldn't be. And by Saturday, he did say he had no idea why it was there, but then he said this.
And I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a.
And I should have said that he was talking there about the Michael Jackson costume that he did talk about. But you could tell, you know, that he looked around the room and did not get any reaction back because, thankfully, most people don't know what it's like to put shoe polish on your face. Is there a sense that there's a tone deafness here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people really winced at that press conference, and community members I've spoken to since said it just demonstrated a real lack of sensitivity. And even if he is, truthful about not being in that photo, he just admitted that he has worn blackface before, and they really can't forgive that.
Yeah, although he said he learned his lesson there. But he has supporters. Jim Moran, the Virginia congressman, was on CNN this morning.
I don't think we have all the facts at our disposal. Justice is never about a rush to judgment.
But as you know, Mallory, there's more here. Northam was a pediatric neurologist. He took office as governor last year. Last week, he came under fire from conservatives for making remarks about late-term abortions. He said in an interview, there's nothing wrong, he implied, with doctors and mothers discussing ending the life of a delivered late-term baby. But what his critics left out was he said non-viable delivered fetuses. Look, that's not, you know, that criticism is still being piled on him that he said this. And that's why many people, Senator Rick Scott of Florida said it this morning, that's why they think he should step down because of those comments.
Well, and there's also a prevailing thought right now that this photo has surfaced in part because of those comments. The editor of the conservative blog that first published the photo confirmed to The Washington Post that he was tipped off by a former medical school classmate who had heard the late-term abortion comments. So there was a feeling that the two were linked.
Yeah, he heard about the abortion comments and then tipped off people about the photo that existed. Just 15 seconds, are we going to hear from the governor today, do you think?
I just don't know. We haven't had any indication of that. Like I said, he stayed really silent, no public comments since Saturday, but it's really hard to see a path forward.
Yeah, and we're certainly hearing from protesters behind you. Mallory Nopain with WVTF in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you.
You're welcome.